From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. A nationwide show of contempt ahead of Russian President Vladimir Putin's inauguration. That was Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny leading chants of "Down with Tsar" in Moscow. Navalny was then detained along with more than 1,000 of his supporters on Saturday. But before police caught him, he delivered a speech in Pushkin Square. They were saying that this city belongs to Putin. Is it true? Protesters responding, no. Navalny had called for demonstrations in more than 90 towns and cities across the country. Riot police responded in Moscow and St. Petersburg, beating protesters and throwing them into police vans. OVD Info reported 1,600 people were detained, with 570 of those arrests happening in Moscow. Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed a date and place have been set for the historic summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A day later, another small step toward reconciliation on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea says it has shifted its clocks to 30 minutes earlier to align with South Korea's time zone. That's the sound of the clock tower at the Pyongyang railway station, though the video from the North state-run media could not be independently verified. North Korea created its own time zone in 2015. The Pentagon is reestablishing a Navy fleet that was disbanded 7 years ago as it shifts more resources against Russia. We have much more coverage on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of anxious residents on the U.S. state of Hawaii's Big Island hunkered down Saturday for what could be weeks or months of upheaval. This after thousands of people had to evacuate the day before. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake shook the region Friday as the Kilauea volcano continued to erupt. More than 1,700 people from communities near the lava evacuated. The Hawaii Volcanoes National Park also evacuated 2,600 visitors, according to a public affairs specialist. Tina Neal, the scientist in charge of the USGS Hawaiian Volcano Observatory, spoke at a news conference.
So we should anticipate more felt earthquakes, and some of them can be large and potentially even damaging. So guidance that we're trying to underscore for everyone, including the national park, is that people need to think about earthquake preparedness as well, and look at their homes and businesses to plan to be ready for further large shocks.
No injuries have been reported, but five structures have burned and thousands of customers briefly lost power from one of the larger quakes. Tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets in Paris on Saturday to protest against the stream of economic reforms brought in by French President Emmanuel Macron. Protesters bearing Stop Macron banners and chanting "One year is enough" were cheered on by drummers and marching bands in an anti-celebration of Macron's time in office. Here's one protester.
The French system is very unique, and it used to be great, and it's been destroyed. So we're trying to defend what's left of it, and not to go, I mean, in this very capitalistic, how do you say that, system, like the American system.
Protesters are angry at reforms led by Macron, a centrist former investment banker, such as abolishing some worker protections and increasing police powers. Three suicide bombers attacked the residence of Kandahar police chief in Boldak district, General Abdul Razik, on Friday. Officials said Afghan security forces killed all three assailants before they could reach their target. Local authorities said two members of the Afghan police also were killed in the attack. General Razik was in Kandahar City during the attack. He said his family members are safe. An explosion in Gaza killed six Hamas gunmen on Saturday, according to the group. It blamed the incident on Israel, which declined comment. Benjamin Netanyahu will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday in Moscow to discuss regional issues. That's according to a statement from the Israeli Prime Minister on Saturday. We have much more on all these stories on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.